Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A funeral this morning for one of the teenagers killed in a fiery crash in Pearl River last weekend.
Family and friends, nearly 200 of them here coming together at this mosque to grieve the loss of 15-year-old Sania Chekich. Prayers and then her body carried from the building by her cousins and her father begun around 9:30. The pain on his face, hard to describe.
Amazing to watch so many people here for you.
I'm in this country almost 48 years. And this is my community, this is my all my family, thousands of them, former Yugoslavia, from Montenegro, Kosovo. I'm doing it for my daughter because she was something that every parent wants.
After laying Sania to rest in Monmouth County in New Jersey, the family going back to Rockland County to comfort another. The family of 17-year-old Atin Nazaj was also killed in the crash. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins, Long Island City, Queens.
Hunter Biden goes on the record with ABC News. He says he doesn't regret serving on the board of the Ukrainian gas company Burisma, but he does regret not anticipating that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president that would be listening to a ridiculous conspiracy theory.
Where's the mistake? The mistake is in the fact that, by perception, I gave a hook to some very unethical people to act in illegal ways to try to do some harm to my father. That's where I made the mistake.
He underlines that he did nothing improper. Biden concedes that he probably wouldn't have been asked to be on the Burisma board if his last name wasn't Biden, but he says he was fully qualified to serve, noting his experience on other boards, including Amtrak and the UN World Food Program. Verizon workers opened a manhole in Midtown early this morning and got a shock. They discovered a body.
Verizon workers discovered the man's body early in the morning in a manhole on West 58th Street near 8th Avenue. The remains were extensively decomposed. Police believe he was homeless. All very sad for people in the area like Denise.
I work around the building right there. I see them every single day on that corner, on that corner, on that corner. It's horrible. It just breaks my heart.
Police don't know what the man was doing in that manhole or how he died. Roger Stern, 1010 Wins in Midtown.
Police have come up with some surveillance camera video of a couple of muggers. They've been preying on food delivery workers in the Crotona Park section of the Bronx. Police say they've struck at least three times over the past month. None of the victims was seriously hurt. The NYPD says it's recaptured a man they say escaped custody while in handcuffs today in Queens. The 29-year-old suspect was picked up for a parole violation. They say he fled about 8:15 this morning on 135th Street in the Briarwood section. This was the third incident of a suspect escaping police custody in the city this month. A handcuffed prisoner wanted for armed robbery fled in Brooklyn last Monday and remains at large. A man facing weapons possession charges in Queens 2 weeks ago escaped and was recaptured about 6 hours later in the Bronx. A 55-year-old woman from Oakland, New Jersey, is facing a slew of charges after her car smashed into a Ringwood police cruiser at a high rate of speed. It happened Sunday night on Greenwood Lake Turnpike. The officer in the police car suffered knee and neck injuries but will be okay. The driver refused a breathalyzer, but open containers of alcohol were observed in her car. She's charged with assault by automobile and driving while intoxicated. The police car was a total loss. Suffolk County police are investigating a carjacking in Lake Grove last night. A 23-year-old woman sitting in a car outside of Whole Foods was approached by a man asking for directions. He then pointed a gun at her, told her to get out. He got in and drove off. The woman was not hurt. The suspect remains at large. The car has not yet been found. Ronan Farrow's book, Catch and Kill, is out today. There are new allegations against former Today Show host Matt Lauer. The book claims Lauer propositioned and exposed himself to a Today Show producer and accused her of being a tease. It says the woman broke down when she told former Today Show co-host Ann Curry what allegedly happened. Farrell wrote that he met with Curry, and she said there were complaints about Lauer verbally harassing women, and she told higher-ups. Reports say NBC News president Noah Oppenheim pushed back against Farrell's book in a memo to staff yesterday. He accused Farrell of lying about NBC's handling of rape allegations made against Lauer. Oppenheim said, "We have no secrets, nothing to hide." Taco Bell, responding to a customer's complaint about metal shavings in their food, has removed about 2 million pounds of seasoned beef from its restaurants. Kenosha Beef International recalled the products over contamination concerns. An investigation is underway to find the source of the metal shavings, with beef products shipped from 5 distribution locations.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.